With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. If elected, Donald Trump is threatening to jail anyone who participates in unscrupulous behavior during the election.
He's vowing long prison sentences for those who've cheated, similar to warnings last year against those who filed court cases against him.
Our enemies unleashed an army of rabid left-wing lawyers, corrupts, and really corrupt Marxist prosecutors. These are dishonest people, bad people.
At a Saturday rally in Wisconsin, the former president outlined his ideas to, quote, drain the swamp, including putting entrepreneur Elon Musk in charge of a government efficiency commission. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say they've recovered an SUV belonging to a person of interest in yesterday's shooting of 9 vehicles and wounding 5 people on a busy highway in southeastern Kentucky. Laurel County Sheriff's Office says investigators found a small semi-automatic weapon near the scene of the violence. Officers are searching the rugged and hilly area in hopes to find a suspect. Also at SRNnews.com, with gang violence worsening by the hour in Haiti, UN officials say the U.S. and Ecuador want peacekeepers to replace the Kenya-led mission.
The proposed Security Council resolution says that UN peacekeepers are needed to maintain the progress made by the current multinational mission. This mission has already sent nearly 400 Kenyan police officers to assist the Haitian National Police. But many Haitians have rejected the proposal of another peacekeeping operation, given the introduction of cholera and sexual abuse cases that occurred when UN troops were last in Haiti. Some Haitians also see UN peacekeepers as an occupying force. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. The company and the International Association of Machinists said the agreement will raise pay 25% over 4 years. This is SRN News. Europe is expanding abortion. Here's Michael Harrington.
Both Denmark and Norway have liberalized their laws to allow women to end their pregnancies at 18 weeks and allow teenagers to obtain abortions without parental consent. In Poland, the liberal government doesn't have the votes to repeal strict pro-life laws, but it is using procedural tools to expand abortion as well. All this comes against a backdrop of sharp population decline in Europe, which threatens the economies of many nations in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dulvaney has vetoed a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up a year's supply of birth control at a time. Meanwhile, Alaska Superior Court Judge Josie Garten found unconstitutional a state law that says only a doctor can do that. This is SRN News. A judge has given regulators until December to propose penalties for Google's illegal search monopoly. Normal Hall reports.
Judge Amit Mehta branded Google as a ruthless monopolist in a landmark ruling issued last month. Attorneys for the Justice Department and Google were unable to reach a consensus on how the time frame for the penalty phase should unfold in the weeks leading up to Friday's hearing. If the schedule holds, a ruling on Google's antitrust penalties would come nearly 5 years after the Justice Department filed suit. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities say little girls have drowned in a pond near their Long Island apartment complex. The sisters, aged 2 and 4, were found unresponsive, and police officers say life-saving measures were performed, and the children were taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead. Meanwhile, homicide detectives are investigating the deaths. You'll find more details, more stories, and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.